For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. Western is performing Larry David's play Fish in the Dark through Sunday. Retired WMUK general manager Gordon Bolar has this review.
Fans of Larry David's TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm may find something to like in the University Theater's Fish in the Dark, but David's zany script about the schemes and plots of Norman and family in the wake of their father Sidney's death isn't for everyone, nor is this production. Fish in the Dark includes the patented David one-liners, the physical shtick, and the usual obsessing over details. It's not that the play isn't funny, but one gets the sense that David's comic situations and the energy that this capable student cast expends should yield far more in the way of belly laughs instead of the titters emanating from Saturday evening's Full House. David has observed how the solemnity exhibited by family members around a relative's death and subsequent funeral can be funny, as it's so out of character for the people involved. Perhaps observing a little solemnity, such as speaking in hushed tones in the hospital, could have generated more humor. Director Mark Learman could have better focused the chaotic action and toned down the volume by the crowd of characters surrounding the deathbed scene, for example. Then there's Director Learman's curious production concept. The program states that the play takes place on the set of a sitcom in New York City. Learman positions two large video screens above the stage with live video of the play below from a visible two-camera shoot. Although Larry David is a producer and writer of sitcoms, Learman's choice is not one that works well for this show or for the theater. It might have been the motivating factor behind one patron's audible intermission comment, "At home, I would have turned it off." One major problem is that the audience's attention is constantly divided between two overhead screens and the onstage action. Where should we look when Brenda, the aggravated daughter-in-law, has a crisp, potentially side-splitting exit line? At her close-up on camera one, at the group shot on camera two, or at the actors on stage? The result is that some laugh lines are rendered as muddy as the metaphor in the play's title, and that the actors are consistently upstaged by their own images. There were also numerous video glitches, and the camera frame failed to contain the show's animated action. Chris Riley's lighting design does work well for the stage portion of the evening. Similarly, scenic designer Sarah Reed provides an attractive Art Deco-influenced multi-level set that accommodates numerous scene changes. Some of the evening's more engaging performances included Asia Dixon as Brenda, Kelly Costello as housekeeper Fabiana, Jessica Klimushin as Norman's stage-struck daughter, and Cameron Nicola in a dual role as Diego and his father Sidney's ghost. Finally, one attempt at humor is clearly out of place. In a brief discussion with his brother, Playboy Arthur jokingly and callously recalls sexual encounters that exploited hotel housekeeping staff. In the wake of the hashtag MeToo movement, Larry David's comedy from 2015 falls flat here and fails to elicit even titters. This scene and others may cause some audience members to question whether this show holds anything sacred other than laughter. Be advised that this play is for mature audiences. It uses strong language in adult situations, and in doing so, Fish in the Dark also leaves far less to the imagination than one would hope for. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.
Western will perform Fish in the Dark through Sunday. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.